Obviously, Toby, snow in winter's not unusual, but we'll be expecting this blast of cold weather overnight, especially after so much rain that we had yesterday.
Yes, we expect snow in winter, and as you say, it's not unusual. However, we were not expecting the snow last night. The forecasters were not expecting the snow. At 4 o'clock, air temperature was around about 6 degrees. By 5 o'clock, that had dropped to 1 degree, and any rain and sleet suddenly turned to snow very rapidly. As soon as KCC were aware of this, we sent out gritters across the county. The snow generally travelled from the southwest of the county up to the northeast, and unfortunately it came down so quickly there were a number of incidents, in particular on the M20.
And there are loads of problems on the roads right now. What would your advice be to motorists?
Those that need to travel, really, we are, as I say, we have been out gritting. Generally, it's all thawed now. Road surface temperatures are well above freezing again around the county. Trouble is there are the delays with traffic, in particular due to the M20, which is still gridlocked. But whenever we have this weather, people really need to take extra care. If you look out the window and there's a bit of frost or a bit of snow or some heavy rain, allow extra time. Don't use your usual routine. Although that bit of road you're driving along might look good, around the next corner there could be a huge puddle, there might be some ice, there might be some snow. You do not know what's out there. And Kent in particular has huge variations in the weather. It might be sunny in Thanet, but it might be snowing in Tunbridge Wells. So really we need to be prepared for whatever comes.
Any more snow for us to expect at all?
Currently we're not expecting any more snow. The longer term 3-month weather forecast shows that it's probably likely to be milder and wetter. But as we found in the early hours of this morning, you can never tell when there is going to be any snow. But Kent are prepared. We have our gritters on standby. We have regular weather updates. So as soon as we know anything's happening or is going to happen, we can get out there on the roads.
And just how ready is Kent to cope with the winter and whatever it throws at us this year?
We are also preparing for the end of transition to make sure that we have resilience. We are expecting a reasonable worst case scenario of a lot of lorries on the road, possibly after the 1st of January. So we may have more gridlock roads. So Kent has additional salt stored in various locations. We have additional gritters as well and additional resource to make sure that we can mitigate the problems that we may occur across Kent in the new year.